imagine you are a child and enjoying your childhood days, the glorious moments you are enjoying. You could achieve a lot of love and care from your parents and relatives. You are cherishing those moments and all the incidents always lingering into your mind. Hi, I am Brelvi. Today I have a story to share with you. The name of the story is As I Watch You Sleep by Deanne Lumens. My precious child, I have slipped into your room to sit with you as you sleep and watch the rise and fall of your breath for a while. Your eyes are peacefully closed and your soft blunt curls frame your cherubic face. Just moments ago, as I sat my paperwork in the den, a mounting sadness came over me. While I contemplated the day's events, I could no longer keep my attention on my work. And so I have come to talk to you in the silence, as you rest. In the morning, I was impatient with you as you dawdled and dressed slowly, telling you to stop being such a slowpoke. I scolded you for misplacing your lunch ticket, and I capped off breakfast with a disapproving look as you spilled food on your shirt. Again, I sighed and shook my head. You just smiled sheepishly at me and said, "Bye, Mommy." In the afternoon, I made phone calls while you played in your room, singing aloud and jesting to yourself with all of your toys lined up in jovial rows on the bed. I motioned irritably for you to be quiet and stop all the racket, and then proceeded to spend another busy hour on the phone. "Get your homework done right now," I later rattled off like a surgeon. "And stop wasting so much time." "Okay, Mom," he said remorsefully, sitting up straight at your desk with pencil in hand. After that, it was quiet in your room. In the evening, as I worked at my desk, you approached me hesitantly. "Will we read a story tonight, Mom?" you asked with a glimmer of hope. "Not tonight," I said abruptly. "Your room is still a mess. How many times will I have to remind you?" You wandered off in a shuffle with your head down and headed for your room. Before long, you were back, peering around the edge of the door. "Now, what do you want?" I asked in an agitated tone of voice. You didn't say a word. You just came bounding in the room, threw your arms around my neck and kissed me on the cheek. "Good night, Mommy. I love you." "As all," you said, as you squeezed tightly, and then, as swiftly as you had appeared, you were gone. After that, I sat my eyes fixed on my desk for a long time, feeling a wave of remorse come over me. At what point did I lose the rhythm of the day, I wondered, and at what cost? You hadn't done anything to evoke my mood. You were just being a child, busy about the task of growing and learning. I got lost today in an adult world of responsibilities and demands, and had little energy left to give to you. You became my teacher today, with your unrestrained urge to push in and kiss me goodnight, even after an arduous day of tiptoeing around my moods. And now, as I see you lying fast asleep, I yearn for the day to start all over again. Tomorrow, I will treat myself with as much understanding as you have shown me today, so that I can be a real mom, offering a warm smile when you awaken, a word of encouragement after school, and an animated story before bed. I'll laugh when you laugh and cry when you cry. I'll remind myself that you are a child, not a grown-up, and I'll enjoy being your mom. Your resilient spirit has touched me today, and so I come to you in this late hour to thank you, my child, my teacher, and my friend, for the gift of your love. Thank you.